French left an indelible mark on South Africa from their vineyard expertise to help shape our wine industry to French surnames. But now the tables have turned. South Africans are bringing a taste of our culture to the Nouvelle-Aquitaine region in France. Think hospitality, art, and that can-do attitude we're known for, served with far less attitude than your average French waiter. Well, joining us in the business studio is Karel Nolte, the manager of Château de Bonnefleur, a 15th-century castle that has been restored by a South African couple. Well, Karel, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks so much. It's great being here and always wonderful to talk about Château de Bonnefleur. Thank you.
Well, let's start with Château de Bonnefleur and then we're going to go to other South Africans that have joined you. You're quite jealous, I think, all the South Africans, if they can see the sunshine where you are right now.
Beautiful warm weather.
So what's the story of Château de Bonnefleur?
So very simply put, it's a chateau in the heart of France, a really beautiful rural area in France. That was bought by a couple, Christo and Albie Lindekue, a couple of years ago. And their intention really was to spend quite a bit of time here. Christo had built up a very successful business in South Africa in the motor industry. And they were really not planning to retire because they're not the retiring type, but a bit of a different lifestyle. And saw the chateau, bought it, and like all their endeavors, decided that they wanted to provide something special, memory making, and something that would really add value to the region, but also be a destination, not only for South Africans, but for other tourists. And so they set about restoring this chateau that hadn't been lived in for decades, about 8 decades. So there was very little inside. Part of the building is a listed building, so you needed to get lots of permission. And as you know, French bureaucracy is often a challenge. But also really good because the French are passionate about protecting their history. And so Christo and Albie did a lot of this work, the majority of this work themselves. And Christo jokes because in the early days of his career, he was a mechanic and worked with his hands, then became a really successful businessman. And then in his later years, he says he's back to working with his hands. And that's what him and Albie did. So the castle has got 5 suites. At the moment, adding some more accommodation. And we've hosted a number of media influencers, and we currently hosting 12 bridge players from South Africa that are here for a week in a bridge tournament. I can go on for a long time, but the chateau is in the middle of the cruise district, and it is just a magnificent, peaceful setting.
Yeah, that sounds amazing, but that's not the only thing that's going on there. I believe there's something like 30 South Africans out there.
Yeah, absolutely. So the chateau is close to a town called Aubusson, which is a United Nations town where tapestries really started. So a fascinating place to visit. And then on the other side is a little town called Busak. And in the town of Busak, there are currently about 30 South African families that own homes. So some of them have bought bedroom places that they fixed up, others larger properties, and then of course, you know, Christo's chateau. And most of them have done the work themselves. None of them stay here permanently. Some are staying here for longer periods, but many spend just the summer here. But they've added a lot to the whole region. So, you know, obviously just supporting the local industries. But because of our good South African agility and grit and entrepreneurship, have really started contributing in other entrepreneurial ways. So some have opened stores. There's an artist, Adrian Diedrich, a very successful South African artist who's got his studio here. He mainly works in bronze, so he's got his own foundry. So he casts big works that he sells all over Europe and South Africa. Artists like Louis-Jansen van Vieren, author, artist. One of our friends, Sunel Kotze, has opened a store. Chef Sunel, she used to run a business in Stellenbosch, and she now runs a very successful business here. And so part of what the chateau is doing is supporting those businesses and industries. So when people visit the chateau, we give them those experiences. So for instance, the Bridge Group visited Adrian in his studio and Sunel in her shop. But it's also engaging more with the local community, the French community, in this beautiful region. So this coming couple of days, we've got the 14th of July celebrations. And so the South Africans host functions. the National Sheep Shearing Competition of France is taking place in the region. So that's interesting. And it just shows the diversity of South Africans and really the can-do attitude of our nation.
Well, the French are known for their flair. So how much of a South African touch were you able to add without ruffling any Gallic feathers?
I think they've absolutely loved it because what Christo and Albie did from the beginning is to bring their own experiences of traveling. So a lot of the art and the decor in the chateau is South African. Some well-known South African designers and elements, but also quirky stuff from South Africa mixed with real old French heritage. And the French love that. And it's part of, I think, of what you mentioned earlier in terms of that shared history. And Christo's surname, Lindecq, you know, gives him enough of an in with the French to make them happy. So it's the local community are very accepting of the South Africans, particularly the ones that make an effort to learn the language. But whilst there is bureaucracy involved and it's not plain sailing running a business here, you know, Christo has shown also that it is possible. So to set up a business here, to do your taxes, you know, to make sure all of those legal boxes are ticked. And I think, you know, he ran a business of 450, 500 people reporting to him. He's brought that to running the chateau. So I think lots of those lessons learned running BMW dealership, he's applying here. And I think showing the French, you know, a thing or two as well, you know, how South African business people don't have to step back. You know, South Africans are phenomenal in South Africa and here. And one of the things that I love is the South Africans in this part of France aren't here because they're running away from South Africa. They're passionate South Africans, still very involved in South Africa, but yeah, using their talents elsewhere as well.
Do you add some South African flair to some dishes, sort of like boerewors in your bouillabaisse or something?
It's a good question. The short answer is yes. So at the chateau, which is, you know, from hundreds of years ago, there's a lovely area called Le Braai. And so when the guests arrive, we have a little bit of a braai. So braai broekies, I mean, the meat, I shouldn't be saying this, but I don't think the meat is as good as the African meat, but we've got some braai broekies. And then, you know, some French dishes mixed in as well. There's a local market here on Thursdays. And so often what we do is we take the guests there, buy fresh produce, and whatever's available, we then use in the dishes. I mean, the tomatoes here are massive and juicy. You can't believe it. You buy kilograms of cherries for next to nothing. Yeah, so there's lots of ways that we combine French and South African cooking. And whether that's doing a Brannewein tart, a Melk tart, you know, mixed with something French, they love talking about it. And we want to give our guests the best of France and the best of South Africa. And really creating memories. I think a big thing for Christo in having the chateau is that people walk away having created memories. It's a super peaceful place. I mean, I went for a wonderful long walk this morning, and it gets light here early, and the sun sets opposite 10-11 currently. So it's just the most magical place to really relax and catch your breath and remember what's important in life.
I've spoken to South Africans before that have businesses overseas, and one of them is Ocean Basket. Mm. But the problem's getting people to work for you. Mm. So is that a problem there? Because labor is expensive in France.
Absolutely. I mean, good question. Labor is very expensive, which is one of the reasons that Christo was forced to do a lot of this work himself, because either the labor is too expensive or it takes too long to get here. So, you know, we haven't found a problem with labor because we've done it ourselves and Christo has driven that. But there's also more and more work being done by the French government helping South African businesses and South African business owners and potential business owners in France. So people are really struggling with visas, and, you know, we went through some of that as well. The French government have got agencies and businesses within our country to help the expansion here. I mean, there are a number of really interesting aeronautical businesses based in Toulouse that you know, got a foot in the door via the French government support. Yeah, I think those challenges are acknowledged by the French government, and they're putting more and more programs in place. To stimulate trade between our countries, and also to get more French companies to invest in South Africa. Yeah, it's a very active business chamber, the French South African business chamber.
So when it comes to weddings, you know, South Africans overseas always, often go back home for the wine farms. Are you trying to lure them to Chateau de Montfleur?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm lucky enough to live in Stellenbosch, and so it's beautiful in that area and beautiful weddings. But I can, you know, hand on heart say it's probably cheaper to host your wedding here in the middle of France than it is to host it in a wine farm in Stellenbosch. And it's beautiful. So yes, to the weddings, and not just for South Africans, but French people. You know, we've hosted a, you know, birthday party here for a local lady who knew the castle when she was 5 years old, who's now turned 90. Albie Christo's late wife was well known for her entertainment in South Africa, and so we've got a barn here that is, we've got hundreds of everything. So very much looking towards expanding that part of the business, but also keeping it unique and special. So we're not going to go into mass weddings and mass events. We really want to keep it bespoke. Our style is doing it with people we know, or that come recommended through others. Christo is very involved in every aspect of the chateau. And the reason that I'm talking about it more than Christo is because he likes to be the person behind the scenes. But he's also the person who hosts the guests. He's the last one to go to bed at night, having, you know, drunk far more rosé than all of us should. And, you know, the first one up in the morning. But weddings is important. It's also a nice area for golf. There's some great golf courses around. There's a racetrack not too far from us. There's a property also not far from here that was the inspiration for Babylon's Turin. So there's some amazing gardens in the area. There's more and more culinary experiences that are happening in this part of France. But as you know, Chef Chantel from Mosaic has recently opened her spot, also in a beautiful chateau. That's about 5 hours drive from us. And she's adding some, you know, some great South African flair to the French sea.
Oh, and do you drink French wines or South African wines then?
I love wine, and so that's an unfair question. Here I drink lots of French wine because it's cheaper to buy French wine than it is to buy water in France, which is a wonderful thing and a very civilized thing. I love the rosé, and when the weather is like this, my only problem is to caution myself not to drink too much rosé because it's too easy. But it's inexpensive, and it's nice to test sort of the different produce. We're close to other parts of Europe as well. So, I mean, that's the other thing that's nice in this region, being based in the chateau. It's a couple of hours and you're in Barcelona and a whole bunch of other European cities. So, you know, from that aspect, it's also nice to explore and just enjoy what this region's got to offer.
And last question, the French, you know, how important is that you speak good French?
So, it's not important. I mean, the French are very accommodating, and with technology now, I mean, it's amazing, Google Translate, etc. It's not essential. It definitely helps, and I've not found any problems in French people correcting my very poor French. But it's actually a joy and a privilege to be able to speak that language and to make an effort to speak that language. And we are in other people's countries. So I think it is important that you make a bit of an effort. Later in life, it's not always easy to do so. But it's not essential that you're able to speak French. The local people really appreciate our grit and our can-do attitude, and our sense of humor. You know, I mean, we laugh at ourselves. You know, Christa and the team made lots of mistakes in the beginning when they were building here because they didn't know any better. You've got to live, you know, laugh at yourself, find the next way to do it, and carry on. If you don't have grit and stamina like a South African, you're not going to succeed here. But then you're not going to succeed in South Africa, and that's one of the reasons our country, with all its problems, manages to go on, because we just have phenomenal people. And I think we should be less tolerant of people that don't bring their part. People in this region really show us what's possible.
Well, Carl Nolte, thanks so much for speaking to us. Or should I say merci beaucoup, à bientôt.
Derrière, merci à vous, and it's a great opportunity and for everybody to visit, and we really appreciate all that BizNews does. I love staying in touch with the news in South Africa and the excellent coverage that BizNews gives business, so thank you to you guys.